This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So apparently this has been going on for quite some time. We just played Tate McRae.
Yeah.
Second ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's been dating Kid Laroi for quite a while, I guess since like February.
News to me.
Yeah, I know, right? And they were, I'll get to, I know, you're like, wait, what show is this?
No, I'm kind of into it.
Is Chet talking? What?
You're talking tea to start the morning? Let's go.
I don't know what happened to me.
I'm very into this side of you.
No, but so they were kissing. Here was my thought.
They were kissing?
No, they were kissing at the VMAs. Yeah. And here was my thought. What's she doing with him? Why? Why is she doing
You think she could do better?
Yeah. Why is she going backwards? I think Kid Laroi was a one shot. You know, him and Justin Bieber, I'll listen to show that I have no dog in the fight.
Sure.
I'll play stay here in a second just to show of
it's good, no hard feelings.
Yeah. Good faith, goodwill.
You just want better for Tate.
I got nothing against Kid Laroi.
Sure.
I just think she can.
It's just something that.
Like, she's a thing right now. And
such a thing.
And is, right?
Such a thing.
Such a thing. And could we, I'm not trying to be mean again. Like I said, good faith. And I'm happy for him. Good for you, dude. However.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm looking right now at a photo of him.
You went to Google images just like me, didn't you?
Did you? Sure, it's giving sure. When Britney Spears started dating Justin Timberlake. I feel like they're sort of shaping Tate McRae as our like new Britney Spears. And then you're looking at Kid Laroi with like his frosted tip hair. He thinks he's a little bad boy.
Little
I see
vibe.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I see
previous,
it.
Previous. Where's she from? I thought she was Canadian. She's
mm-hmm.
Canadian.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, she was dating a hockey player. Played for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Sillinger, you wouldn't know, but hockey fans would know.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd rather she was with him.
I just want to say that it's barely 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And yeah. My dear friend Chet came in so hot
yeah.
with this news.
In all honesty, I was going to bring this up. When were the VMAs? Sunday?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday?
Yeah.
I've been sitting on this for a week.
Wait, really?
It was a week day VMA. I don't understand.
I'm surprised I didn't come in hotter about it.
You came in pretty scorching, though.
I've been sitting on this for a minute going, and I just wanted to know, because really, do I know or do I care? No, not really.
But it was important to you.
Well, I just feel like at some point, give it another... I don't know, through the holidays.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, Tate McRae's going to look behind her and go, what's this thing I'm dragging? What's this anchor?
Yeah.
What's this albatross around my neck? Oh, it's my boyfriend.
Sure.
Still.
Is there a preference you'd have for her to date?
Go back to the hockey player.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the singers are out.
Right now, I mean, like literally, how long ago was this? This was literally the one and only time. Now, the VMAs, when they did this and they were on the mountaintop and they were jamming out and everything, it was cool, but not now. Okay, knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
After hearing the Kid Laroi song, okay, now and being able to contemplate this.
Sure.
Look, I want everybody to be in love. I want everybody to be happy.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
You want them to make better choices.
Well, I just don't know if Kid Laroi is the right choice for Tate McRae.
But who's the right choice at 21? Like, Tate's not making great decisions right now.
They're 6 months in. This is real. You know what I mean? They're like, this has been since February. 2 and 7 is 9. They're 7 months in, Michaela.
God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, and how did you not know?
And how did I miss
this? How is this not on your radar?
This keep me up at night the way... That it
By
has
the way,
Chet.
Jay Stu, stop texting me about Make It Weird songs. That was in the pandemic. It was ancient history. Stop it. He was like, it's Stay by Kid Laroi. Does that qualify? This is so old that it almost qualifies for Make It Weird. You're almost so old that you are weird. Stop it. We're friends, people, before you
that's
get
to. That's his buddy.
That's my buddy. Don't.
He talks about him every day.
Because I get texts throughout the show.
I know. He's very invested. And you know what? That's the kind of attention I like. So thank you, Jay Stu.
Okay. Now, here's what I'd rather hear about, Jay Stu. Is Kid Laroi worthy of that goddess Tate McRae?
Apparently not.
Oh, is my problem that I'm secretly in love with
I Tate was going to say.
She's too young for me.
Still of age, yeah. Though.
The Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford. Speaking of who I'm in love with, Friendly Ford Decatur in the 95.
Well done.
I know, right? Smooth. That guy talks for a living.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but this is shaping up to be one hell of a show.
I'm already so excited.
Either that, or we'll flame out by 6:28. So stick around to see which one happens.
The Chet Buchanan. With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
I just saw this thing on the internet. It's wild to believe that with 8 billion people on Earth that I'm the best driver. It's crazy just to think that out of 8 billion.
You're just the one.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Shocking. Well, I think the fact that we all feel that way, I think it's
crazy. I don't feel that way. I know I'm not.
Oh, yeah?
Whew. Yeah, I'm just happy to get to point A and point B.
I think I'm above average.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the top percentile.
I could see that.
I do. I'm a good student.
Yeah.
I sit at the front of the class.
Yeah, you can tell by the way you take care of your truck. I feel like you care, you pay attention, and you're great at it.
Sure. Sure. Everybody else is look at that idiot. right. First pick today. Where are you a regular? And I don't mean just a regular. This popped up on social media. A couple of friends of mine. They were talking about how great it is that they go, they're work buddies, and they go across the street to the sushi poke place.
Uh-huh.
And they know their order, and they threw the guy off the other day that they went in and said, I want to switch it up today, and the guy almost didn't know what to do. Buffalo Wild Wings by my house.
You love Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's always been in close proximity. Our old boss, our former esteemed fearless leader and Las Vegas radio legend, Cat Thomas.
Yeah.
Has lived down. He and I live across the street from each other now.
Mm-hmm.
He's lived in that neighborhood since right after I moved here. Okay. So we've gone to that Buffalo Wild Wings for years. They used to give us cop discount because it was locally owned.
Love, right. Uh-huh.
We used to get cop discounts, so we got 50% off.
Oh, nice.
But I will tell you that if Brian, there's a couple of different bartenders in there that literally, if I walk in, there will be a Miller Lite by the time I get to the table.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's something that makes you feel very good when you do go into a place and everything's already set up. You're like, oh my God, you know me. Oh, like we've got a connection. It makes you feel good.
I just thought of Sam at Hokkaido Sushi.
Sure.
We don't even order. He just gives us stuff.
Yeah, he just knows.
And then they give us a bill at the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Sean at the dry cleaner, which is right next to Hokkaido Sushi, which is all in our little our little neighborhood.
Yeah,
Sean, like literally my truck will pull up and he's already got the clothes because he knows.
Love.
And, you know, because I've just gone and not for nothing. I like what I like. So I'm definitely a pattern person.
Yeah, same.
I do the same stuff the same way all the time.
Totally.
Because that's how I like my life.
Yep.
To work, and it's good. Where are you a regular? Where can you walk in and they know you right away? When we went to Early Birds, it was like, oh my God. Over on Blue Diamond?
True, but I know them. So
that's it.
I know them, but in a different way. Not as like a customer.
I think that works.
Does that still count?
I think so.
Because good. It felt good.
Where else?
Early Birds. Also, Sapphire Nails. I go the same time every time. Yeah. And I do the same color on my toes every time.
Who else almost started laughing when she said
Why?
Sapphire? before
oh my
she
God.
Said the rest of it. And I was like, nuh-uh. I was like, no way.
Did you invite us?
What? Yeah, what? No,
yeah, I go
no.
there every 2 weeks. No it's on my schedule.
No good comes of that, Adrian, and I don't think I would
oh my God. Listen, I wish I was that fun. Honestly, I wish that was like a highlight of my month. Yeah, I just go to the... No, I just go get a pedicure. It's the same time.
Go to Sapphire.
But you know what? I will say, I go to where this happens is... I don't know if this counts because I sing there, but it's where I am so much. Whenever I walk into Fontainebleau, at the bar, there's always a Coke bottle, always waiting for me with a straw in it.
At Collins? Yeah.
No, that's where we were, but they would do it there too if it was there. At Nowhere. Okay. They'll do it at Collins Bar and at Poodle Room. It doesn't matter who it is. Maybe it's because I don't drink also, so they just know, but it's always a Coke bottle, never on ice, with a straw, and then a couple of the vegetable chips.
The greatest.
It makes me feel so good.
I want to get to yours in a minute, Adrian. We'll jump first. 702-364-9898. New Kids on the Block are in town this week. They're coming in on Friday. They want to meet you.
Yes.
So listen, we've got to, they're making us make a list. So we can only have so many people. So they want to meet you. So we need to get your name on that list.
Yes.
So please, will you call for the love for all things Johnny Jordan to anyway. To,
yeah, keep going.
Joey.
Donnie.
Not coming.
Go, get him out of here.
Donnie's the only one that won't. No Donnie.
No, he's busy.
But if you'd like to join us, where are you a regular? I think it's just fun.
I love this.
Because I think everybody's got a spot. Some of you would say that you're, because we know you right away, if you call the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you should be on the phone right now. What are you doing? Wait, and I should be, why? For the third day in a row, I don't have the ability to turn the thing up when I hit the button.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
I think everybody's got a spot like this. They at least everybody's got one, like one place where they know you.
Definitely.
You know, where they and they see you coming and they kind of and they know what your order is. They're glad to see you there. Pretty much everybody's got Adrian, you got something like that, don't you?
The same for you. The Buffalo Wild Wings here in Durango is the lunch spot. So they already know. They already know 10 Mile, the drink, everything perfect. Barber, don't have to say a thing. He knows how I like my hair. Mm-hmm. And then another restaurant too, a pizza shop too as well. They already know. They see my son, they get the cheese pizza ready.
I've mentioned Jimmy and Trish a million times at Lotus Nails over on Russell. And they have the show on in there right now. And they're in there. They're probably in there right now.
Oh my gosh.
And they will call my wife. It's time for your nails to get done.
Oh, I love it.
They call her. And usually what they'll do is they'll try it because they know Amy is good about this kind of thing. And they'll go, look, we can get you in first thing in the morning. Can you come in?
Yeah.
And so she'll go. They'll go and open early because they know then they get that she'll take care of them. They'll take care and get her out of the way.
Yeah, it's the best. But there's nothing. Like, there's no better customer service. There's no way of making people want to come back more than when they take those extra steps.
Yeah. Elaine, where are you a regular like that?
Oh, my gosh. A regular like that? Sorry, I got nervous.
It's okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we're just letting you work through this.
Over at Green Valley Ranch Casino, there's the center bar. I can't think of the name right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They just know you're coming.
Yes.
I love that.
Can I ask you a personal question? Can we just switch the subject really quick? Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
How often when you're on the phone trying to do adult business, do people ask if your mom can come to the phone? Do you get that a lot?
Actually, I do.
Yeah, because you sound super young.
Yeah, no. I will, honestly, next month I will be 49.
What a blessing all of this
is. Yeah, dude.
What a blessing all of this is. Oh, well then, you know what? Let's talk about it further. and we'll take pictures and we'll do the whole thing. I mean, I know you're going to be there to see New Kids on the Block, but give Michaela and Adrian and I like 30 seconds of your time on Friday. Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. So we'll see you here for the NKOTB meet and greet.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Let's go, Larry.
All right, hang on 1 second. We'll get some more information, including your age, because I'm skeptical. Yes. Let's see if your story stays straight. No, and we'll see you on Friday, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Have a great day. Soon. Hang on 1 second. Your conspiracy theory yesterday a million different times because the word got out about the lawsuit that this what was it, Tempo Music, or
oh sure, that the copyright company is suing Miley Cyrus. It's not, yes, Bruno Mars, it's, yeah, the copyright company.
So the talk is that these two songs, When I Was Your Man, that Miley is ripping off Bruno. So here's Bruno, and the mashup's been around for like a year.
Yeah.
I did the same thing that I ordinarily do in these things, where I'm like, how many combinations can there be? You know what I mean? It's not like this is earth-shattering. Ooh, the chord progressions, we've never heard those before.
Sure.
You know, any of that. And just because you can mash up songs don't mean that they're stolen.
Okay.
The talk was, and I, yes, never even considered this part before, because you said it's been around, Michaela said for a long time that it's been around, that Flowers is actually an answer.
It's in response to Bruno Mars's If I Were Your Man. And I thought everybody was in on that. I think that's why Bruno wasn't upset. It was like a call and response, because Miley was going through that big breakup at the time when Flowers came out.
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. And then it came out that he apparently cheated. So this was like, I can do everything on my own. I don't need a man. And so also a year later, I'm like, you guys didn't hear that the first month in?
This is the internet. It's the internet doing it.
Yeah.
Like, no, she didn't write that in response. Why would you respond to Bruno Mars?
Oh, I still feel like she did.
No.
But I feel like Bruno liked it, which is why he didn't make a big deal of it. Maybe he was honored. Bruno doesn't care what Miley's doing.
I think Bruno smoked a bowl and said, it doesn't matter to me.
Maybe they smoked a bowl together.
Wait a minute.
No, that's on brand.
Hold on. Well, decide for yourself. I'm still team, this just happened on its own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I put this on our show sheet, on our planner, as what? Times 1,000.
I know.
Because the most common response, well, okay, let me spin this back around.
Okay.
Somebody decided that we needed to, amongst the many, it's been a common thread this week about crazy research projects that, yeah, people are spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
But according to new research, the average person says, what did you say to somebody else? 3 times per day, which I would assume that also covers what? Huh?
What do you mean?
Or something like that?
Yeah.
So that's 3 times a day, 21 times a week, 91 times a month, and almost 1,100 times per year. Doesn't that seem like we should maybe pay attention a little bit more?
Yeah, but we're all stuck on our phones. It's hard to concentrate.
Several reasons why we ask people to repeat themselves. Hearing issues in general.
Yeah.
They're going to find out that earbuds and headphones and all
Listen,
of that.
I think you and Lisa, my partner, have this in common because she DJed for so long. She can't hear half of what I say. And I think she prefers it that way, honestly.
I've learned to use it to my advantage. I've had headphones on since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Loud too.
Totally.
Loud. I love it. So hearing issues, we just plain don't follow what was said.
Mm-hmm.
We just plain weren't listening. Or we ask people to repeat themselves to buy time to come up with a good answer.
Oh, do you think people do it also to show that they're engaged in the conversation?
But doesn't that show that you're not?
Yeah, of course. But it's like a you're like, okay, if I repeat it, see, I'm listening.
If you repeat back to them, that's a different story.
Oh, but we're saying if you say what or huh.
Well, and if you're saying, can you repeat that? Or what did you say? Or you're getting them to say it twice?
Yeah.
No, if you say it back to them, you're gold.
I think we just literally proved our point right now with me not listening to what you just said by repeating something that
I wasn't
going to
say.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's one of those songs where you're going along and you're just singing it. And you realize that you don't know a single word in the song. And I'm just like falsetto, full out. But the one, and then, hell no, I know that.
That's a way to do
get me started. Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
world. KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Let me tell you something. Wrong words are the bane of my existence. A couple weeks ago, I was singing Rolling in the Deep at Delilah.
Like professionally on stage.
Professionally on
stage. Sparkly gown, makeup,
eyelashes. Was getting paid to be there, so yeah. I should probably do my job. The whole audience starts singing it with me.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's my worst nightmare because I'm notorious for sometimes making up the words. Chet, they started singing the song. I was singing the wrong words. I quickly had to flip to the right words, and then we were all on track. But I was on stage, and I was like, girl, at some point, you gotta get it together. What is happening? I was so embarrassed.
You must be joking.
Yeah, no, true. Thank you. Thank God the audience knew what they were singing, because I didn't.
What was it?
Rolling in the Deep.
No, I know, but what was the screw-up?
I was singing the first verse as the second verse, and the audience knew the second verse. So they went into the second verse singing it.
They followed you?
I followed them, apparently, because they started it. I started it.
So wait.
Then they sang the right words.
So yeah, they weren't singing. You were trying to sing the second verse as the first verse.
Exactly.
They sang the proper verse.
Yeah, they knew the second verse.
No. That's the first verse. You silly, silly girl.
God, I'm confused now. It's as confused as I was on stage. Yeah.
Because you're like, no, they know the second verse. No, that's the first verse. That's why they sang it first instead of second.
No.
If your story, if I'm understanding your story.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying it wrong anyway. They sang the second verse that's supposed to be the second verse. When I just went back to the first verse.
Oh, you sang the first verse twice?
Exactly.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. And they sang the right verse. And I was like, thank you, everybody. Ah! Let's get back on track. Like, what? Like, what, sis?
How many times do you think you've done that in your life?
Truly, embarrassingly, I couldn't count. I couldn't tell you. Yeah, no, it's just love a wrong word.
Well, hang on. I'm stopping the show. Hang on. I gotta see my this for myself.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal
okay,
clean.
Okay, hang on. So this is the part that you sing twice?
Yes.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Everything.
That was so great.
Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe.
So everything was fine to this point.
Everything was good.
Everything's good to this point.
Through, yeah, we're still doing okay.
Okay, good. And then...
Three piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire.
Still good.
Still perfect.
Okay, good.
Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The
yeah.
Scars
still
of
good.
Your love remind me.
She just gave me thumbs up. Just so I know that we're still on track. So you're great. And the crowd loves it.
Love it. They're on their feet.
Sure. Drinks in hand.
Yeah, Friday night.
It's above their all cross.
All dressed up.
All dressed up. They look good. Oh, yeah.
We are vibing, baby.
Drummer's got their sunglasses on. It's amazing. It's an inside joke. Don't. Okay.
At this point, I am Adele.
Yeah, you're killing. You're better. Adele wishes. Adele wishes she was crushing this song like you were.
1,000,000% she was probably jealous.
You're better than Adele.
Better.
Better than Adele. She's somewhere in London. She woke up, sat up straight in bed and went, someone has bested me.
Yes.
And then she went right back to sleep with Rich Paul.
Yes, yes,
yes. Because she's planning a wedding and she's got a lot of things.
Yeah, she's tired.
This is where it all went horribly wrong.
Baby.
Right here. Oh my God, it's
no story.
And then you
oh God, my insides are getting nervous right now.
I'm gonna make your head burn.
So instead of singing this part,
sure.
You went back to the first part.
Naturally. But guess who didn't go back to the first part?
The people who actually know the song.
The entire audience.
Who actually knows the song.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I looked at them and they looked at me. And I had 1 second to think about what I was going to do.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, how far did this go?
It didn't go too far because I was thankful that they reminded me of the lyrics as they were all chanting them at me. So I heard them and I flipped it as fast as I could. We were about 2 sentences in.
And that's never happened before.
I'm sure it's happened before, but not to that magnitude.
You didn't care. Yeah, and you didn't care.
Yeah, no, no.
Spotlight's in your eye, which that's the great thing about being on stage, too, is that you really don't always, you're not fully aware. Like, you feel the energy of the crowd.
Yeah, but you can't see them.
Can't see them. You might see some folks up front, but by and large, you don't see them.
Yeah, until you do.
Right, until it's horrible.
Yeah.
Was anybody gesturing, like, doing the wrong? You know, like making the throat slash?
You know, they could have been.
Cut it off.
I thought that they were waving their hands out of enjoyment. Maybe they were just saying.
Stop! 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 You're ruining that. God, that is fantastic. Wow. So, we'll get to Delilah at the Win if you can get a, if you can get a spot, because apparently this is a you-know-what show every Friday and Saturday night. I love it.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Candle's hometown throwdown, our current champion, Amanda Castaneda of Anthem, which we're still claiming, even though not inside the gates, but that's okay.
It's outside. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
it's
you
right.
Should be.
Mm-hmm.
You should be. Do you ever go to that sushi joint up there, Osaka? I love that place.
Yes.
I got a buddy who lives up there. That's where we always meet for lunch.
Love that.
Chet, I got to tell you something.
Yeah?
My name is Andrea.
What did I say?
Amanda.
Well, I'm wrong. Kind of. Oh, you know why? Because I typed it as Amanda on my sheet. That's why I said that. I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that, sis.
That's okay.
It's like this one over here trying to sing Adele songs.
Listen.
You know, we just do what we want.
Names and words. We just.
You know, we just do what we want.
We're working on it.
It's all good.
That's fine. It's the education system in this country. It's bad. I'm so sorry. I really am.
It's okay.
Because
Andrea.
Because you know I'm no big fan of anybody calling me Chuck, which happens a lot.
If you need redemption, Andrea, you just call him Chuck and me, Kayla, call
well,
it
Well, that's not redemption. That's revenge.
Well, then what's redemption?
if she did something. Redemption is winning from the pulling victory from the jaws of defeat.
We're all learning something today, okay? This is a show about learning.
I like it. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
Representing Sam Boyd Stadium.
Hell yes.
Is Amy Segra.
Yes. Yes. So how soon before they start bulldozing that joint?
Have no idea.
Yeah, I heard they're making a deal for the land. Like, I think UNLV wants like $5 million for it or something like that. And the city's like, look, we want it, but we don't want it that bad.
Yeah.
So I think they're negotiating. I kind of miss it sometimes.
I hear that. Yeah, I did too.
It was a dump, but it was our dump.
Yes, it was.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, first 1 to 3 wins. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do not answer until your name is called, because you may think that you got in first, but you might not have. So just kind of hold your water. And also know you do not have to wait until the question is finished. You can answer whenever you want. You just answer, yell out your name whenever you're ready. Anything else will work out as we go along. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This WNBA All-Star and Aces team player just made history on scoring 1,000 points. What's her name?
I don't know who that was.
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Amy.
She got in first.
Is it Asia Wilson?
Who else would it be? Honestly, at this point, it would almost be, and no disrespect to anybody else, but if the question was anything other than Asia Wilson, it would be weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One zip for the challenger.
Who sings the song, a bar song, Tipsy, that is still the number one song on the Hot 100 list?
Andrea got in first.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's okay.
Really?
Listen, we messed up her name. She kind of gets to take this name. I knew what she was saying.
Fine. It's Shaboozy, but all right.
Shaboozy.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. We're tied at one.
Dolly Parton is coming to the defense of the CMA Awards, after which Bootylicious superstar.
Andrea got in first.
Beyonce.
Is it Beyonce? Yes. Yes, it is. Because she said what the rest of us said. Maybe, just maybe, it was Beyonce doing what she thought was country music, and the Country Music Association, or whatever CMA is. Maybe they just didn't see it the same way.
Yeah. Also, I feel like Dolly Parton plays very fair and down the line. So usually when she comes in with an opinion, you're like, okay, I agree with Dolly.
Yeah. And I don't know what the big deal is to try and force this Beyonce as kind of, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
All right, fine. It's 2 for the champ, 1 for the challenger.
This rapper may have just given birth to her third baby, but she's already hitting the gym.
Andrea for the win.
Cardi B.
Do not ever call her Amanda. Her name is Andrea, and she is your 2-time champion. Yeah, Amy, it's tough some days, and Andrea did not make it easy on you.
Mm-mm. Good job, Amy.
Good job.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Amy, have a great day. We'll see you.
You too. Bye. Right,
bye, buddy. Hey, we got a decision that we have to make here, Andrea. Well, or do we have a decision? You've already got new kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you won yesterday.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, and that's the only time you've won. So then you have to choose. Do you want Anderson .Paak tickets or do you want Sarah Silverman tickets?
Sarah Silverman.
You shall have them.
Oh,
you know
fun.
Why? Because the champ gets to choose whatever she wants. And you, in fact, are the champion. A 2-time champion at that. Don't call her Amanda because her name's Andrea Castaneda of Anthem. Your 2-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Woo!
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm not kidding. Sometimes living in Las Vegas really is like a movie. And I hate all the stereotype stuff. You know that we all live in hotels and we all eat at buffets.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't even have buffets anymore.
Oh, and that's the most devastating to me.
But just when you're flying into town and then people are... my God. And people are looking out the windows and they're pointing at, you know, because you got to make the loop around.
Yeah.
And then fly in from over Lake Las Vegas.
Yeah, of course. Kind of
there's always some know-it-all. And they seem to plant them in different sections of the plane so that there's always one close by that just talks a little too loud and they know so much about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's where the casinos buy all those houses and that's where they house the workers. That's one dude said that.
What a theory.
However, you know, oh, and my other one. Oh, you can't raise kids here.
Oh, God.
It's not a good place. It's no worse than anywhere else.
I was raised here. Look at me. Don't say a word.
Okay, so let's... maybe we reevaluate. No, but this really is... It sounds like a TV show. It sounds like a movie. And it's real life. And it's happening right here. Did you hear about the guy that they arrested for murder? And then they found out that not only had he committed the one murder that they were, you know, checking him out for initially.
Yeah.
But that he was a hired hitman. That he was a hitman and he'd committed four murders.
No.
And the reason why, okay, police say that a guy named Carl Chester, all right, between 21 and 23, these murders happened, four of them. Police say a man named Carl Chester operated a criminal enterprise with some associates to defraud the government of those PPP loans
during
the pandemic. So as the money, so basically he'd this Chester guy, Carl Chester, would set it up and then he'd bring other people in on it. And then as those people got their money, then he would get a cut. So this one dude said, well, I'm not giving you all the money and shorted him of his cut. So Carl Chester said, this isn't going to go well for you, and hired a guy named, Michael Coleman. Yep, Michael Coleman. Hired this Michael Coleman to go kill people.
First of all, I feel like you can't trust a person with two first names. Like Carl Chester, you should already be a little.
Stay focused. The two of them would buy trackers and use them on their victims to get a sense of their life, just like in a movie, just like in a TV show. What do they call those things? The thing?
Tags?
Yes.
Apple tags.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And they would get a sense of where their patterns were and then pick out the best place to off them. And then Michael Coleman would go and kill them.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So they finally caught him, realized that there were more murders that he had committed.
Yeah, they got him for one. They got him for one. And then as they were looking around, they found three more.
It's giving very mobster. Well,
one was right down the street from my house.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, Charleston and Town Center.
No.
Right down the street. It's five minutes down the street.
Freaky. Not into it. Why is Adrian laughing?
Like, I'm looking at this story, just blown away. Like literally the one guy, and I think it's the guy that was Charleston and Town Center. Like he was having lunch with his nephew. And dude went in and.
Oh God.
Like TV.
Earlier we were talking about places that we frequent a lot. Like, could you imagine getting murdered at Buffalo Wild Wings at the parking lot? Couldn't even enjoy the wings.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have even had to track you. You just admitted where you're hanging out.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
By the way, 177-second survey coming up in just a moment. So, yeah, we flip the NKOTB into that.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
yes,
let's do that.
Let's do it.
So the new kids on the block, there's still a chance for you with a 177-second survey coming up in just moments. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Friendly Ford. Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford. Pay less, get more at Friendly Ford. Get more.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
It was a repeat from First Pick earlier this morning. That's what it is. Who's taking our 177-second survey?
We got Elsa Magana from St. Rose.
Magana.
Hello.
Elsa Magana. I like it.
Hey,
Hey.
Never heard it quite like that, have you? I got you. Elsa, so no, here was the question. Why I wrote regular? Question mark. Is there a place where you're a regular, where you just walk in and they already know your name and they know your order and they treat you like family?
Yes, Carl and Martin's Bar in Henderson. It's the karaoke spot.
Oh, nice. Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, do you have like a go-to karaoke song too?
Is it Adele, Rolling in the Deep? And can you? I don't know if you heard. Michaela doesn't know the words.
I've been singing it for years.
No, Queen, Somebody to Love, all day, every day.
Wow, that's a good one.
I just want to stop right now and just give you everything and go home. Because you're awesome. Well, thank God. I'll say this up front. You're already going to be joining us on Friday for New Kids on the Block and to hang out. So I can't wait to meet you and learn more about you, because you're fantastic already. Mm-hmm.
Here all day. I'm a DJ on the Strip. I love it.
Well, oh, nice.
Awesome. So this leads us to our next question. Our friend Hot Gabe makes a return appearance to the Chet Buchanan Show. Hot Gabe wants to know, she was eating dates the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She was eating dates. Do you eat dates, Michaela? Mm,
it's not like my favorite thing, but I will if I have to.
Sorry, Adrian, do you eat dates?
Don't even know what that is.
Okay, here was the thing. Somebody told her that dates were old lady food. and that most people her age, which is, how old are you?
I'm 31.
And she's like 29, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, that most people her age don't even know what those are. Because they ask, they go, what are you eating?
Yeah, sure.
And they go, what? And she goes, dates? And they go, what's that? So, Elsa Magana, are dates old lady food?
Yeah. I'm 33, and I know what they are, but because my grandma eats them.
I know, it's giving dates and prune juice vibes. I will say, though, my fiance is Armenian. I know that's how I know what dates are. It's like a cultural thing, I think. They love them.
But do they love them at a young age?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Do they love them from birth? I like them because they're sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like them, don't love them.
Wrapped with a little bacon around them. Have you tried that?
Oh my God, yes.
I know.
Oh my God, yes. Bacon wrapped dates. Okay. I would, yeah, I'd crawl over my grandmother for bacon wrapped dates.
Hold on, Granny Miller.
I'm changing my story on all of that. And people from New Mexico are losing their minds right now and screaming at their radio and throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think dates along with green chilies are like
that's
the state food of New Mexico. I really do want to get to this third one. When do you start planning for Thanksgiving?
Oof.
Not until November 1st. I'm a huge Halloween nerd, and no one's taking my shine from Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, good for you.
No, Jan, the VGK fan, was apparently being shamed for already... she found, I guess they were at Costco the other day, and she found canned pumpkin or something on sale. And her husband was giving her grief for it. He was like, it's not even, you know, October yet.
Uh-huh. Ah. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, no, about 4 weeks out. And this year, Thanksgiving is the 28th of November. And so November 1st is just about right.
Yeah.
For most people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you find something, you're making it, who cares?
Who cares? It's canned goods, not going bad.
Yeah, if you got the room in the... Or if you find a turkey, could you even find a turkey if you wanted one?
Oh, God.
To stuff in your freezer?
No, especially if you're like the one that's cooking and you're, you know, if you're not cooking and you're not the one that pre-plans it, then let her do what she needs to do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you sweating her for trying to be prepared so you can have a delicious Thanksgiving meal?
Yeah, rude.
So.
Exactly.
All right, dates for everybody. We'll see you on, Friday.
You guys are awesome.
We're awesome because of you. Because you're awesome. We'll argue about it on Friday. It'll be fun.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Anderson .Paak tickets for Relationship Rehab coming up at 8 o'clock. To me, this is another one of those that it's too easy for me.
Yeah.
So am I missing something? I just and again. It's like, wait, so you waited this long to figure this out? What? Seriously, what's with you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, Do you just have to suck it up and ride it out? Or should you be heading for the exit as quickly as possible?
Right? I can't wait to hear this. I usually agree with you, but I don't know the story.
Oh, no, you'll hate this.
Oh.
You'll hate her.
Oh, good.
You will. You will hate her.
I can't wait.
Oh, so stick around for that, everybody. Also, if you look at that song in the right frame of mind, that's like one of those, you know, with you got your beer stein back and forth. If
sure.
some dude with a, what do you call that thing? An accordion?
Oh, yeah.
You know, couldn't you just see that with the beer steins back and forth?
Sure,
and
just yucking it up.
Wait, just me? I don't
know. KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh,
it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Relationship rehab time. Hey, guys. Hoping you guys can help me work through a really tough situation. Yeah, give me a second, though, because I have to tell you first, Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford. Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford. Pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. I'm really happy with my boyfriend, says Amanda.
Sure.
Her name actually is Amanda. A minute ago, I was calling Andrea Castaneda, our Michaela's Hometown Throwdown champion, Amanda. It's probably why, because I got Amanda, Andrea.
Yeah, confused.
Yeah, sure. Amanda says, I'm really happy with my boyfriend, but I'm not sure I can deal with his work schedule. He's a firefighter and works 24-hour shifts where he's gone the whole time, and then he comes home and sleeps. He always says he doesn't have the energy to do stuff with me, and I feel like he's always resting for his next shift. I've tried to suck it up, but I just don't think I can do it anymore. Any advice from your listeners who have been in a similar situation? Yeah, Michaela says this is, because I went, this is obvious for me, it's dumb. But again.
Yeah, I've been here.
This is why I do the ones like this, because usually if it's cut and dried, there's only one answer. What the hell are you doing?
Yep.
You know, if it's that, for me, I start to wonder, what am I missing? And Michaela tells me, I'm missing. So, 702-364-9898. She's not sure she can deal with his work schedule.
Yeah. I totally feel her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. One word, selfish.
No. No.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, I want to know, because I don't.
A little.
No.
Now I'm just doing it to warn Michaela. That's all I'm doing that for. 702-364-9898. Anderson .Paak tickets for caller number 25, but all are welcome to contribute on relationship rehab.
Yeah.
So what do? He's tired all the time. He works 24-hour shifts as a firefighter. He's gone the whole time. Then he comes home and, you know, and he's wiped out.
Mm-hmm. I think I can bring you to my side.
You don't even know necessarily what my side is.
I think I do, and I think I can.
Excellent. This should be fun then. All right, call us now.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know what that Madison Beer song needs?
What?
Glow sticks.
Ooh.
It's got that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It needs furry boots. Furry boots and glow sticks. Yeah. Who did you say is our Anderson .Paak winner?
Oh, we got Myra.
Myra's the one? So Myra.
Hi, Myra.
Amanda's boyfriend's a firefighter. He works 24-hour shifts, and then he comes home. He's wiped out. He sleeps. He always says he doesn't have the energy to go do stuff with her. She feels like he's always resting for his next shift. She's like, I've tried to suck it up, but I just don't think I can do it anymore, which is very telling to me. So you're already 1 foot out the door? Is that what the deal is here? Any advice who have been, Myra, how do you feel?
I think she's being a little selfish because it's hard to be a firefighter.
Don't do it. Don't
do it. It's hard on the body. It's hard on because you have a you feel like a moral duty to the people out there that you're serving. So
so it's hard. But he does need to show you a little bit of love, a little bit, maybe make some time to have some energy for you, take you on dates. But I think that just give him some time. Give him, you know, tell him to take some vacation time off. But I feel like anybody that's in the healthcare or in that field, I don't know, I think we like to serve our community and be there for the community. And that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He just has that passion.
Oh, hold up. What part of this did I miss? What do you do?
Oh, I'm a nurse.
Oh.
So you get it.
Yeah, you get that.
I have another question on that. Myra, hang on one second. And have fun at Anderson .Paak. You've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything. Yeah.
How many people, when they're coming out of anesthesia, tell you how much they love you?
Oh my God, those videos are my favorite.
I work with young kids, so not only the teenagers. The teenagers are a little loopy.
How many young children's dads hit on you while you're taking care of their kids?
No. Everybody's respectful. A lot of good.
Good. Although the laughter told me what I really wanted to know. So good. Thank you. Have a great day. Hang on one second. It's tough. It's so tough. Gavin. Oh, Gavin, you're not on team Amanda either, are you?
No, I said she's being selfish. She said she really likes the guy.
Here's my question. It sounds like y'all live together. You didn't know he was a firefighter going in? This schedule is new? You know, that's my question for her. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've baffled Gavin with my logic. You are on the other side of this.
Totally. Listen, I know both sides. I think she probably went into it with all of the hopes that it would be great, but it does start wearing on you. As someone who works a lot, I work a lot. And depending on the season, I love to work and I'm like super grinder. And my partner has come to me and been like, hey, can you make some time for me? Like even just an hour, it's wearing on me. What is going on?
Why are you sitting like that?
I'm just observing.
You're posturing.
I'm observing everything, and I laughed at Michaela because the way she started off was very politician-like and very smart going, I know both sides, for the record.
Yeah, for the record. To be clear.
I hear you, and here's why I'm right. No, just kidding. That's how it goes. My partner's come to me and like, hey, you work a lot, and I'd like to see you. It's hurting my feelings. And my response has always been, I'm sorry, let me work on that. I also feel like working as much as I do benefits us both because I'm trying to like think about our future. And I do like sometimes when I go home, I don't want to do anything.
You're literally making the point. You're making the point that I made and Gavin made and Myra made.
No, I'm saying that Myra needs to know that like if he works a lot, I'm sorry, Myra, a winner. Amanda, although she wants to spend time, he's working. He's not being selfish.
So she's talking about getting out of the relationship.
Yeah.
She's saying, I've tried to suck it up. I just don't think I can do it anymore. And she's talking about leaving. We've all said that's a selfish viewpoint. You're saying the same thing just without saying selfish.
Oh my God. Did I just mishear everything? Yeah, I did.
No, I think you.
Yeah, because you're saying she's selfish.
Yeah, but I'm not staying in the middle of it. I'm getting on the outside.
Right.
I just think she's wrong.
No, I do agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. So Darcy, tell everybody why we're off base here.
I feel like she is not being selfish. I feel like she just wants more time and attention. And if she was to make mini micro dates with him right after work, that could help the relationship. Even if it's for 30 minutes or half or an hour, just going to the park and walking and communicating, that could lead to a better relationship.
Solution-based. Okay. Very nicely done.
That was really good.
Well executed. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
She said, thank you.
No, thank you. No, but really, so she's asking for advice. There's your advice.
Yeah.
And he, okay, to show that I'm not so completely cement-headed, Yeah, he could give a little. Mm-hmm. But the one cool thing about when Amy and I first got together, she said straight out, and it was why I went, yes, please, give me all of that redhead.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me and she goes, you need to know. Like, looked me right in my eyeballs. And that's how, and in retrospect, that's how I know in her mind she was getting serious.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to get hurt either. And she looked me right in my eyeballs and she goes, you need to know. I work 15-hour days. I work 6 days a week. I know that I get 2 days off, but I usually only take one of them. And you need to know that I go to work early in the morning and I come home late at night. And sometimes I go out drinking with my bosses and I'm not off screwing around. I'm blah, 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 blah. I'm at work.
Love.
And you know what? And if that's not for you, you might need to jump out right now. And I went, all
that's
of
so
those,
for me.
I said, I work early in the morning and sometimes I come home late at night.
Yes.
A couple of hours of sleep in the afternoon. And yes, please.
Yeah, I love that.
But we knew that going in. So that's my only thing with Amanda. I said, okay, so it appears you guys live together, right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes home, you know, da da da. So didn't you know he was a firefighter?
Sure. And I think relationships are seasonal. It's not always going to be like this. Like, at some point, he might not work as a firefighter. It's not going to be forever. It's going to be like this.
But we can only deal with what we know right now.
Yeah. Well, my point is your point, too. She should have known. My God, you got me all riled up this morning. I'm going to take a water break.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So a water break, you say? We're gonna take a water break?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Never done that before. We're trying all kinds of new things on the channel.
Let's go.
Okay, so we'll be right back after this water break.
What? It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I was always under the impression that Hey Ya was a happy song.
Yeah.
It was happy, like, hey, party, you take it like a Polaroid picture.
Totally.
No, apparently it's very sad.
Wait, why?
I don't know. It came up the other day. I read an article and then
This is a fair point that needs to be made, because I will tell you, even when people sing it, like myself, people love it. They're dancing. They're clapping. No, it feels like a happy guy song.
Hey Ya, meaning. Hang on. Hey Ya, meaning. The song Hey Ya, this is from AI, so
you know,
strap yourself in. The song Hey Ya by Outkast has a darker meaning than its catchy melody and hook might suggest. The song is about the state of modern relationships and the idea that people stay in relationships out of fear of being alone, even if they're unhappy. That works perfectly for what we're doing here.
Yeah, it does.
Because you know we're not happy here.
Oh, yeah. God, I've listened to that song so many times. I've never heard it like that till right this minute. Because you know I'm not happy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then there's also dirty lyrics in the middle, too, that we all just pretend like we don't know that they're dirty.
Yeah, of course. Duh. Good, now we all know.
By the way, former co-host of the Chet Buchanan Show has weighed in on relationship rehab.
What's she got to say?
I don't think she's wrong. Kayla says, oh my God, right out of the chute was like, OMG, capital letters. She's looking for a way out. This is just a lame excuse to dump him.
It's not a lame excuse.
Yeah, maybe not a lame excuse, but it's an excuse. I kind of felt that way. I kind of felt that way too. That I think so. And it's interesting to point that out. Yes?
I was just saying, not spending time with your partner and not being with them is an excuse to not be in the relationship with them?
I don't think that's what she meant. I don't know if that's how she meant
that.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. But then in that context, she's looking for somebody to tell her, yeah, girl, don't put up with that. Get out. I also am saying get out, but not for the reason that she... Not for that reason.
Sure.
I'm not supportive of her. I'm not supportive of her reason why. I'm just saying, yes, you should probably get out. If this is a problem for you, you should probably get out. It's not changing.
Yeah.
And why? He's a firefighter. That's what he does. In fact, it's only a 24-hour shift, because I thought it was more than that.
I thought it was like 3 days. Or I thought it was like a week on, week off. Like,
you are 3 days on and and a week off or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, because I know this a lot of women that date firefighters and they don't have this problem. They're like, yeah, go and then come back. I love you. It's all good. They get enough time and they get enough alone time as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. 24 hours is a quick turnaround.
We were talking about the husband who never had any friends the other day.
Yeah.
And the wife was like, get out of the house. and my wife said to me, she goes, you hit the nail on the head. She goes, I always miss you. She goes, I always miss you. Sometimes it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because when I'm off doing games or doing, you know, or whatever. And she's like, yeah, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I was lamenting the fact that the way the schedule works in these next couple of weeks, we're actually going to spend days apart.
Days are rough.
Yeah. But I got to go to Seattle. The show will continue as it always has. There are a lot of times I'm up in Seattle. Y'all don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're trying to manipulate these videos too, to even, cause that's the way you can tell now is that the videos are different.
And then after that, we're just going full AI generated. It won't even be us at that point.
Side story on that. And then we got to hit a break really quick, but side story on that. Did you see that California, for all the crazy laws that they passed?
Yeah.
California just passed a law that says you cannot use AI to replace an actor.
Love that. Good for them.
Also, I would hope would carry over to you can't have AI replace a radio dude.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, I realize we're in Nevada and not California, but you know, somebody's got to start it. So why not?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Remember the movie 21 Jump Street where the guys pretend to be in high school? You know, the older,
yes,
the adult guys that go in to bust people. That was the idea. Anytime you see that trope in movies or TV, oh, it's adorable. Look at the, although now we're mortified. Ah, the children.
Yeah.
The adult was in their presence and pretending. Well, 27-year-old guy in Nebraska, his name's Zachary, was sentenced to up to 120 years in prison.
Oh my God, for what?
Because he's 27 and he was pretending to be 17 in order to enroll in high school. And yeah, it's the worst possible scenario. His whole purpose of doing it was to try and meet underage girls.
Ew! Wow. But you know what? My head goes immediately to, like you said, all those movies. Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore. We've been like making these moments forever going back to high school as a grown adult.
He apparently has done this more than once. He used the cover to meet underage girls at Lincoln Northwest High School in 2022 and Lincoln Southeast High School in 2015.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, if you look at that song in the right frame of mind, that's like one of those, you know, with you got your beer stein back and forth. If
sure.
some dude with a, what do you call that thing? An accordion?
Oh, yeah.
You know, couldn't you just see that with the beer steins back and forth?
Sure,
and
just yucking it up.
Wait, just me? I don't
know. KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Relationship rehab time. Hey, guys. Hoping you guys can help me work through a really tough situation. Yeah, give me a second, though, because I have to tell you first, Jeff Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford. Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford. Pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. I'm really happy with my boyfriend. says Amanda.
Sure.
Her name actually is Amanda. A minute ago, I was calling Andrea Castaneda, our Michaela's Hometown Throwdown champion, Amanda. It's probably why, because I got Amanda, Andrea.
Yeah, confused.
Yeah, sure. Amanda says, I'm really happy with my boyfriend, but I'm not sure I can deal with his work schedule. He's a firefighter and works 24-hour shifts where he's gone the whole time, and then he comes home and sleeps. He always says he doesn't have the energy to do stuff with me, and I feel like he's always resting for his next shift. I've tried to suck it up, but I just don't think I can do it anymore. Any advice from your listeners who have been in a similar situation? Yeah, Michaela says this is, because I went, this is obvious for me, it's dumb. But again,
yeah, I've been here.
This is why I do the ones like this, because usually if it's cut and dried, there's only one answer. What the hell are you doing?
Yep.
You know, if it's that for me, I start to wonder, what am I missing? And Michaela tells me I'm missing. So 702-364-9898. She's not sure she can deal with his work schedule.
Yeah. I totally feel her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. One word, selfish.
No. No. No.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, I want to know, because I don't.
A little.
No.
Now I'm just doing it to warn Michaela. That's all I'm doing that for. 702-364-9898. Anderson .Paak tickets for caller number 25, but all are welcome to contribute on Relationship Rehab.
Yeah.
So what do you do? He's tired all the time. He works 24-hour shifts as a firefighter. He's gone the whole time. Then he comes home and, you know, and he's wiped out.
Mm-hmm. I think I can bring you to my side.
You don't even know necessarily what my side is.
I think I do, and I think I can.
Excellent. This should be fun then. All right, call us now.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know what that Madison Beer song needs?
What?
Glow sticks.
Ooh.
It's got that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It needs furry boots. Furry boots and glow sticks. Yeah. Oh, who did you say is our Anderson .Paak winner?
Oh, we got Myra.
Myra's the one? So Myra.
Hi, Myra.
Amanda's boyfriend's a firefighter. He works 24-hour shifts, and then he comes home. He's wiped out. He sleeps. He always says he doesn't have the energy to go do stuff with her. She feels like he's always resting for his next shift. She's like, I've tried to suck it up, but I just don't think I can do it anymore, which is very telling to me. So you're already 1 foot out the door? Is that what the deal is here? Any advice who have been, Myra, how do you feel?
I think she's being a little selfish because it's hard to be a firefighter.
Don't do it. Don't
it's
do
it. It's hard on the body. It's hard on because you have you feel like a moral duty to the people out there that you're serving. So it's hard. But he does need to show you a little bit of love, a little bit, maybe make some time to have some energy for you to take you on dates. But I think that, just give him some time. Give him, tell him to take some vacation time off. But I feel like anybody that's in the healthcare or in that field, I don't know. I think we like to serve our community and be there for the community. And that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He just has that passion.
Oh, hold up. What part of this did I miss? What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh.
So you get it.
Yeah.
You get that. I have another question on that. Myra, hang on 1 second. And have fun at Anderson .Paak. You've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything. Yeah.
How many people when they're coming out of anesthesia tell you how much they love you?
Oh my God, those videos are my favorite.
I work with young kids, so not only the teenagers. The teenagers are a little loopy.
How many young children's dads hit on you while you're taking care of their kids?
No. Everybody's respectful.
Good. Although the laughter told me what I really wanted to know. So good. Thank you. Have a great day. Hang on 1 second. No, it's tough. It's so tough. Gavin. Oh, Gavin, you're not on team Amanda either, are you?
No, I said she's being selfish. She said she really likes the guy.
Here's my question. It sounds like y'all live together. You didn't know he was a firefighter going in? This schedule is new? You know, that's my question for her. Mm. Oh, I've baffled Gavin with my logic. You are on the other side of this.
Totally. Listen, I know both sides. I think she probably went into it with all of the hopes that it would be great, but it does start wearing on you. As someone who works a lot, I work a lot. And depending on the season, I love to work and I'm like super grinder. And my partner has come to me and been like, hey, can you make some time for me? Like even just an hour, it's wearing on me. What is going on?
Why? Yeah, why are you sitting like that?
I'm just observing.
You're posturing.
I'm observing everything, and I laughed at Michaela because the way she started off was very politician-like and very smart going, I know both sides, for the record.
Yeah,
for the record. Boom.
To be clear.
I hear you, and here's why I'm right. No, just kidding.
That's how it goes.
My partner's comes to me and like, hey, you work a lot, and I'd like to see you. It's hurting my feelings. And my response has always been, I'm sorry, let me work on that. I also feel like working as much as I do benefits us both because I'm trying to like think about our future. And I do like sometimes when I go home, I don't want to do anything.
You're literally making the point. You're making the point that I made and Gavin made and Myra made.
No, I'm saying that Myra needs to know that, like, if he works a lot, it's Amanda. I'm sorry, Myra, a winner. Amanda, although she wants to spend time, like, he's working. He's not being selfish.
So she's talking about getting out of the relationship.
Yeah.
She's saying, I've tried to suck it up. I just don't think I can do it anymore. And she's talking about leaving. We've all said that's a selfish viewpoint. You're saying the same thing, just without saying selfish.
Oh, my God. Did I just mishear everything? Yeah, I did.
No, I think you.
Yeah, because you're saying she's selfish.
Yeah, but I'm not staying in the middle of it. I'm getting on the outside.
Right.
I just think she's wrong.
No, I do agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. So, Darcy, tell everybody why we're off base here.
I feel like she is not being selfish. I feel like she just wants more time and attention. And if she was to make mini micro dates with him right after work, that could help the relationship. Even if it's for 30 minutes or half or an hour, just going to the park and walking and communicating, that could lead to a better relationship.
Solution-based. Yeah, okay. Very nicely done.
It was really good.
So well executed. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
She said, thank you.
No, thank you. No, but really, so she's asking for advice. There's your advice.
Yeah.
And he, okay, to show that I'm not so completely cement-headed, he could give a little.
Mm-hmm.
But the one cool thing about when Amy and I first got together, she said straight out, and it was why I went, yes, please, give me all of that redhead.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me and she goes, you need to know. Like, looked me right in my eyeballs. And that's how, and in retrospect, that's how I know in her mind she was getting serious.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to get hurt either. And she looked me right in my eyeballs and she goes, you need to know. I work 15-hour days. I work 6 days a week. I know that I get 2 days off, but I usually only take one of them. And you need to know that I go to work early in the morning and I come home late at night. And sometimes I go out drinking with my bosses and I'm not off screwing around. I'm not, I'm at work.
Love.
And you know what? And if that's not for you, you might need to jump out right now. And I went, I said, I work early in the morning and sometimes I come home late at night.
Yes.
A couple of hours of sleep in the afternoon. And yes, please.
Yeah, I love that.
But we knew that going in. So that's my only thing with Amanda. I said, okay, so it appears you guys live together, right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes home, you know, da, da, da. So didn't you know he was a firefighter?
Sure. And I think relationships are seasonal. It's not always going to be like this. Like, at some point, he might not work as a firefighter. It's not going to be forever. It's going to be like this.
But we can only deal with what we know right now.
Yeah. Well, my point is your point, too. She should have known. My God, you got me all riled up this morning. I'm going to take a water break.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So a water break, you say? We're going to take a water break?
Yeah.
Okay. Then. Never done that before. We're trying all kinds of new things on the chip.
Let's go.
Okay, so we'll be right back after this water break.
What? It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I was always under the impression that Hey Ya was a happy song.
Yeah.
It was happy, like, hey, party, you take it like a Polaroid picture.
Totally.
No, apparently it's very sad.
Wait, why?
I don't know. It came up the other day. I read an article and then
This is a fair point that needs to be made, because I will tell you, even when people sing it, like myself, people love it. They're dancing. They're clapping. It feels like a Happy Guy song.
Hey Ya, meaning. Hang on. Hey Ya, meaning. The song Hey Ya, this is from AI, so strap yourself in. The song Hey Ya by Outkast has a darker meaning than its catchy melody and hook might suggest. The song is about the state of modern relationships and the idea that people stay in relationships out of fear of being alone, even if they're unhappy. That works perfectly for what we're doing here.
Yeah, it does.
Because you know we're not happy here.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I've listened to that song so many times. I've never heard it like that till right this minute. Because you know we're not happy.
Yeah, but then there's also dirty lyrics in the middle, too, that we all just pretend like we don't know that they're dirty.
Yeah, of course. Duh. Good, now we all know.
By the way, former co-host of the Chet Buchanan Show has weighed in on relationship rehab.
What's she got to say?
I don't think she's wrong. Kayla says, oh my God, right out of the chute was like, OMG, capital letters. She's looking for a way out. This is just a lame excuse to dump him.
It's not a lame excuse.
Yeah, maybe not a lame excuse, but it's an excuse. I kind of felt that way. I kind of felt that way too. That I think so. And it's interesting to point that out. Yes?
I was just saying, not spending time with your partner and not being with them is an excuse to not be in the relationship with them?
I don't think that's what she meant. I don't know if that's how she meant
that.
Yeah, but then in that context, she's looking for somebody to tell her, yeah, girl, don't put up with that. Get out. I also am saying get out, but not for the reason that she... Not for that reason.
Sure.
I'm not supportive of her. I'm not supportive of her reason why. I'm just saying, yes, you should probably get out. If this is a problem for you, you should probably get out. It's not changing.
Yeah.
And why? He's a firefighter. That's what he does. In fact, it's only a 24-hour shift, because I thought it was more than that.
I thought it was like 3 days. Or I thought it was like a week on, week off. Like,
yeah, 3 days on and a week off or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, because I know a lot of women that date firefighters and they don't have this problem.
Oh,
They're like, yeah, go and then come back. I love you. It's all good. They get enough time and they get enough alone time as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. 24 hours is a quick turnaround.
We were talking about the husband who never had any friends the other day.
Yeah.
And the wife was like, get out of the house. and my wife said to me, she goes, you hit the nail on the head. She goes, I always miss you. She goes, I always miss you. Sometimes it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Because when I'm off doing games or doing, you know, or whatever. And she's like, yeah, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was lamenting the fact that the way the schedule works in these next couple of weeks, we're actually going to spend days apart.
Days are rough.
Yeah, but I gotta go to Seattle. The show will continue as it always has. There are a lot of times I'm up in Seattle, y'all don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're trying to manipulate these videos too, because that's the way you can tell now, is that the videos are different.
And then after that, we're just going full AI generated. It won't even be us at that point.
Side story on that, and then we got to hit a break really quick, but side story on that, did you see that California, for all the crazy laws that they passed?
Yeah.
California just passed a law that says you cannot use AI to replace an actor.
Love that. Good for them.
Also, I would hope would carry over to you can't have AI replace a radio dude.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, I realize we're in Nevada and not California, but, you know, somebody's got to start it, so why not?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Remember the movie 21 Jump Street where the guys pretend to be in high school? You know, the older,
yes,
the adult guys that go into bust people. That was the idea. Anytime you see that trope in movies or TV, oh, it's adorable. Look at the, although now we're mortified. Ah, the children.
Yeah.
Oh, the adult was in their presence and pretending. Well, 27-year-old guy in Nebraska, his name's Zachary, was sentenced to up to 120 years in prison.
Oh my God, for what?
Because he's 27 and he was pretending to be 17 in order to enroll in high school. And yeah, it's the worst possible scenario. His whole purpose of doing it was to try and meet underage girls.
Ew! Wow. But you know what? My head goes immediately to, like you said, all those movies. Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore. We've been like making these moments forever going back to high school as a grown adult.
He apparently has done this more than once. He used the cover to meet underage girls at Lincoln Northwest High School in 2022 and Lincoln Southeast High School in 2015. He's only 5'4", so, you know, he was able to blend in, but he went as far as to get a fake birth certificate and a fake academic transcript. This dude's not going to do well in prison.
Oh, no.
Well, he'll be very popular, if you know what I'm saying.
He'll finally be popular.
And eligible for... And not at all in the way that he had hoped. Not at all.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Can we just do a quick follow-up on the guy who's going to prison for literally up to 120 years? He's not going to be eligible for parole until 40 years from now. The guy that was 27 in Nebraska.
Right.
And
went back to high school so he could date underage girls.
But are the underage girls that gullible?
Liz, I'm just questioning how desperate you have to be. Like, there was nobody to date. He went so far, so extreme.
Yeah, you can't find another young-looking 27-year-old?
Yeah.
For your...
You had to go all the way back to
high school. The whole thing is really creepy.
Creepy, weird, and nobody wants to go back to high school, Chet. Nobody.
Oh, you know what? This is adorable because you're what, mid-30s now?
Yeah.
It's coming. You'll meet somebody soon who will. Oh, no. I had a friend that's all he wanted.
To go back to high school?
Oh, yeah. If he could relive those days when he was young and strong and athletic and all the girls dug him and... Yeah, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was very sad, and, well, it's still very sad.
Don't you have a high school reunion coming up?
Just went to it.
And it was great?
Lovely people.
Yeah.
Don't need to go back to those days. They were good for what they, you know, they served their purpose.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, the most expensive video game console of the past 30 years, when you adjust it all for inflation,
sure,
was the Sega Saturn in 1995. That would cost over $800 in today's money.
Wow.
That's a lot. You told us a story the other day of you bought and sold a video game console.
Which one? I bought a PS4 the year it came out. At the time, it was retail $500, but because it was the first year, it was selling out. So when I put it on eBay,
yeah,
it sold for about $850.
Ooh. Yeah.
And PlayStation just announced a new PlayStation 5, updated, sure, whatever it's coming out this holiday season. Came out $700, huge uproar because how expensive it is.
I thought maybe this was the one that you were talking about. Yeah. It's not. The PS3 was a close second in this case, just under $800. Retail.
Sheesh.
Not resale, retail.
Wow.
$800. So the second most expensive of all time. The longest golf, actually, would you rather hear about the longest golf hole in the world or about the USA Patriot Act. I'm going to go with the Patriot Act thing. Have you heard of that, about that?
No.
It was after 9/11. They thought that they needed to put some terrorism protections
in. Oh, sure.
So they started this thing called the Patriot Act. And everybody just figured Patriot Act, you know, just because we're patriots and whatever, and we're protecting our country.
Definitely.
Patriot Act is actually an acronym, and a really clunky and really forced one at that. Patriot, the USA Patriot Act, stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act.
Amen.
America.
Yes, as it should.
Hey, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us collectively at 985-K-L-U-C. Yeah, light schedule today. Just kind of low key. It gets crazy from here.
Yeah, dude, you need to take like 5 minutes because you're about to get slammed
from now until the end of the year.
Bye.
Woo-hoo. Adrian, what you got working?
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and you can find me at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m.
Fontainebleau.
Oui, oui.
And we'll see you back here again tomorrow. It seems to be working the last couple of days, so we'll roll with this again. New kids meet and greets, 6:20-ish with the first pick, and 7:10-ish with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And yeah, and then we'll catch you tomorrow. Almost Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. We love it. And maybe a little rain tomorrow, I'm told as well.
Yeah.
What could be better? We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, the most expensive video game console of the past 30 years, when you adjust it all for inflation.
Sure.
Was the Sega Saturn in 1995. That would cost over $800 in today's money.
Wow.
That's a lot. You told us a story the other day of you bought and sold a video game console.
Which one? I bought a PS4 the year it came out. At the time, it was retail $500, but because it was the first year, it was selling out. So when I put it on eBay,
yeah,
it sold for about $850.
Ooh. Yeah.
And PlayStation just announced a new PlayStation 5, updated, sure, whatever, it's coming out this holiday season. Came out $700. Huge uproar because how expensive it is.
I thought maybe this was the one that you were talking about. It's, yeah, not. The PS3 was a close second in this case, just under $800. Retail.
Sheesh.
Not resale. Retail.
Wow.
$800. So the second most expensive of all time. The longest golf. Actually, would you rather hear about the longest golf hole in the world or about the USA Patriot Act? I'm going to go with the Patriot Act thing. Have you heard of that, about that?
No.
It was after 9/11. They thought that they needed to put some terrorism protections
in. Oh, sure.
So they started this thing called the Patriot Act. And everybody just figured Patriot Act, you know, just because we're patriots and whatever, and we're protecting our country.
Definitely.
Patriot Act is actually an acronym, and a really clunky and really forced one at that. Patriot, the USA Patriot Act, stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act.
Amen.
America.
Yes, as it should.
Hey, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us collectively at 985-K-L-U-C. Yeah, light schedule today. Just kind of low key. It gets crazy from here.
Yeah, dude, you need to take like 5 minutes because you're about to get Slammed.
From now until the end of the year.
Bye.
Woohoo. Adrian, what you got working?
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and you can find me at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m.
Fontainebleau.
Oui, oui.
And we'll see you back here again tomorrow. It seems to be working the last couple of days, so we'll roll with this again. New kids meet and greets, 6:20-ish with the first pick, and 7:10-ish with Michaela's hometown throwdown. And yeah, and then we'll catch you tomorrow. Almost Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. We love, and maybe a little rain tomorrow, I'm told as well.
Yeah.
What could be better? We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.